Joined on the Green this week by contributor John Hurdle, who is checking in on the progress of Delaware's efforts to establish a health limit for PFAS chemicals in the first state. The General Assembly passed legislation last year mandating the state set a level for these so-called forever chemicals, and the state is starting the process of doing just that. And John updates us this week on how that's going. John, thanks for being with us on the Green this week.
You're welcome, Tom.
So the headline coming out of your piece is that things actually appear to be moving faster than anticipated. What can you tell us about where the process stands right now?
Well, the Division of Public Health told me recently that they expect to issue an official proposal on the new enforceable limit by late January or early February. And that is actually ahead of schedule because the PFAS law that that Governor Carney signed into law back in last October gives the state 9 months from the date of the signing to actually formally propose these new levels. Well, of course, we're significantly ahead of that. So what happens after that, after we hear these new levels in a week or two, the proposal will then go out for public comment, and then there will be possible amendments based on those comments. And the official that I spoke with at the Division of Public Health said that he expected that the new regulation will be finalized by the end of 2022.
So what do we know about how this limit will be set up and where the level might ultimately land?
Well, we don't know exactly what the level is going to be. The official that I spoke with did say that there would be, that he expects there will be one level that will cover an unspecified number of different kinds of these chemicals. But what there does seem to be an expectation is that the level, whatever level the DPH comes out with, will be significantly lower than a level that is issued by the EPA. Now, the federal government, as many people know, does not regulate these chemicals. They don't have enforceable limits. What they do have is what they call a health advisory level, which is really just a guideline. And many advocates for stricter regulation on these chemicals say that the EPA's guideline number is actually much too high to be fully protective of public health. And one piece of evidence backing that up is that many other states who have passed their own PFAS limits are actually a lot stricter than that EPA level. And so as far as Delaware's level is concerned, that is expected to be significantly lower than the EPA's number.
So lawmakers passed legislation last year demanding that the state set this new level, this enforceable level locally. How are they reacting to the progress so far?
Well, I spoke with Deborah Heffernan. She was the prime sponsor of the bill. And she, of course, is very happy that the whole process is moving along at a pretty good clip. She praised the officials both at the DPH and at DENREC for getting on with this, and noted that that they began the process of setting the limit before the law was actually signed. I mean, after it got unanimously passed by the legislature, then the officials got on with the process of setting that limit. So she's clearly very happy about that.
Well, as we've noted previously, this work that Delaware's doing is running parallel to federal efforts to clean up PFAS chemicals. Can you remind us what the feds are doing and how the Biden administration is helping states and how Delaware's would work with national standards if they're ultimately set?
Well, the EPA is working on setting enforceable national levels for two of the most commonly found PFAS chemicals, those being PFOA and PFOS. But that, of course, is a lengthy process, and it may be a year or 2 years. Nobody knows how long that process is going to take. And at the same time, they're expanding testing. And all of these measures were contained in a so-called roadmap that the EPA published last year. Now, whenever the national limits are published, by the way, the Delaware limit is, of course, going to see the light of day a lot sooner than the federal one. But if the Delaware limit is turns out to be stricter than the EPA's one, then officials say that the state will decide to keep the stricter limit. If, on the other hand, the EPA limit is stricter than that in Delaware, it's possible that that Delaware could switch to the federal limit.
We're also learning a bit more about the extent of PFAS contamination here in Delaware as this process continues, as you mentioned, testing is done of water supplies. What's the latest there?
Well, last month, the U.S. Geological Survey published the results of some testing that it did back in 2018. And what it found was that more than half, that is 16 out of the 30 public water wells that they tested in 2018, had at least one kind of PFAS chemical in them. And of those, two of the wells exceeded the EPA's guideline, and others exceeded levels that were set by other states. And so the thought is that this set of data taken as a whole confirms what the state already knew about the extent of PFAS contamination in Delaware.
Well, as you mentioned, other states have already done work in this area, including neighboring New Jersey. But you report in this piece, it's not always smooth sailing. And you cite a specific dust up in New Jersey recently. What happened there?
Well, a utility called Middlesex Water discovered in the last summer that they had what's called an exceedance. So from one of their well fields, the water was actually exceeding a newly enforced New Jersey state limit for the chemical PFOA. Now, as a result of that, the utility was required to inform around about 60,000 customers in six towns. But at the same time, it said that this exceedance, it was not very far above the state limit, did not represent any kind of public health emergency, and therefore the utility was not going to provide people with bottled water, and it wasn't going to pay for any filtration. So then there was a lawsuit filed, as a result of which the company shut down the contaminated source and switched to others, and so now its customers the purity of their water supply has now been restored. But I think the point about this episode is that it shows that very strict PFAS limits can cause some ructions, some problems for water utilities. And in fact, this utility referred to the new limit as, quote, extraordinarily stringent.
Yeah, so this is a situation where even when you put these limits in, there may still be a tug of war over what's done when something shows up as exceeding the limit and how far over the limit is it. So it is interesting to see how that may play out in Delaware once Delaware has similar standards.
Indeed.
You also talked to one local expert about Delaware's approach, and I'm curious what he had to say about how things are going and what he thinks the state should consider as it moves this process along over the course of the next year.
Well, I talked with Dr. Jerry Kaufman of the University. He's the director of the University of Delaware's Water Resource Center. And he made three points, really. Firstly, that the U.S., the latest data from the USGS really confirmed that the picture that we already knew about the extent of PFAS contamination in Delaware. But he also warned that looking at that set of data, that people shouldn't conclude that if there is a high PFAS level attached to a particular well on that set of data, it doesn't necessarily represent a risk to public health, because that well may have been shut down since those tests, the samples were taken, or perhaps that filtration equipment has been fitted. So he's really saying don't jump to conclusions there, but his overall take on this is that, I mean, he's been urging Delaware to adopt the same health limits as those which have been in place now, which have been selected by New Jersey, which, as we were saying, are quite strict, obviously much stricter than the federal levels. And he feels which those levels would be protective for the public health in Delaware.
John Hurdle, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks for following this story for us.
You're welcome.